The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Welcome, episode 385, Super Bowl LV3I. What is this, 58?
Yep. Sure, let's go with that.
That is crazy. It's almost 10 years since 50 already? Jeez.
Yeah, that's how math works.
Thanks, Finn. No, those
it's almost 15 years since 45, which is the one that I and it's almost 20 years since 40. That's a mucker. Well, that's what
Super Bowl 40 was.
I felt so old when I saw Super Bowl 42 was 15 years ago. 16 years ago.
16, yeah. Like, Super Bowl 40 was the worst Super Bowl I remember watching ever.
Yeah, definitely up there.
40 was the Steeler one, right?
Yeah, Steelers, Seahawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even remember anything from that game other than Matt the Hasselbaugh. questionable holding call.
Antoine Randle almost won.
Right. Hines Ward won the MVP that year?
I want to say yes. But I mean, who else were you giving it to?
No, that's why my point.
Yeah.
He did win.
Because he's caught the ball for the Randall L catch.
Which made Ben win the other one, even though it probably should have been Santonio Holmes.
Right.
It was Ben, because he was the one who won it. I mean, if you really wanted to give someone the MVP in that, you could have just given it to Jerome Bettis and said, here, we're going to Otis Anderson you and just give you this and they'll go away.
But did he have that good of a game? I honestly don't remember.
No. Nobody had that good of a game. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Willie Parker.
Willie Parker had the big run.
Yeah, that was it. That's who they should have given it to.
The Rolling Stones were the halftime show of that game.
Right.
I remember that. I think.
Josh Brown had a 47-yard field goal to open the score.
He should have got the MVP.
Ben Roethlisberger was 9 for 21 for 123 yards and 2 picks.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game.
That's awful.
22.6 quarterback rating.
That's really, really, really bad.
And on the other side, Hasselbeck was 26 for 49 for 273, a touchdown and a pick, with a 67.8.
That's okay.
Yeah, but you also wasn't that the year Alexander won MVP?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was the year we blew the Seattle game for home field advantage. And Tiki Barber's chance of winning an MVP.
Willie Parker was 10 for 93 with a touchdown.
That was Eli's first playoff run.
Correct.
They got
his first full season. His first full season as a starter.
Right.
Right, that was the year we lost to Carolina.
Right.
Correct. Who had just went to the Super Bowl?
No, 2 years prior.
Steve Smith in the Snow Angel. Was that the Snow Angel celebration that year?
Probably.
I guess Hines Ward did deserve the MVP. 5 for 123 in the touchdown.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty good. Wait. 5 for 123, and how many yards did Ben throw for?
123. Keep in mind, 43 of Antoine Randle of Ward was from Antoine Randle.
So he only threw the ball to one person?
No, I just said, don't forget, 43 of his yards were from Antoine Randle.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
Antoine Randle had 3 for 22, Cedric Wilson 1 for 20, and Willie Parker had 1 for 1.
Got it. Right. But he did have 5 receptions, so there was only 4 other receptions.
that threw me. I was like, those are the same number. I've never seen that in my life. But A lot of number talk here on the first 10 minutes of the show.
We're not even talking about the teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Nope. We're just talking about numbers. That was a show. Anybody ever watch that show?
Numbers?
No. Yeah.
No.
Is it like...
I think it was supposed to be like Sherlock Holmes, but with math.
I remember this show.
I never watched it, but I remember.
Yeah, I never watched it, but I remember like the commercials for it and thinking it
was the
thing I've ever seen in my life.
Jim Nance would always talk because it was. I think it was a CBS show.
Yeah, it's a CBS show. Jim Nance would talk about it all the time.
Right.
It'll probably be the show that was on after 60 Minutes, so we'd have to talk about it every Sunday.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. You always remember the show that's on. It's always 60 Minutes and some random show that nobody's ever heard of after that.
And then the Fox one is just Simpsons.
Simpsons and
Guy
the Family Guy.
Yeah. It's
animation domination.
Animation domination.
You mentioned Fox. What's your guy's opinion on them just throwing Greg Olsen and telling him to go fuck himself?
Unfortunately, you knew that was happening, but I think he should have still been on the number one crew just because of his chemistry with Kevin. And just it could only not help. It could only help Tom Brady.
You want to have a three-man booth?
Yeah, even though they wouldn't have done it. But they did it
when Olsen on the sideline.
They did it 20 years ago. They did it 20 years ago when Troy first came, and it was Collinsworth, him, and...
Well, they're thinking more along the lines of Romo.
Right.
They didn't have
a
three-man booth at CBS.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, and we've talked about this, I like Fox's second guy better than Kevin, Joe Davis. So if you put Olsen with him, I think that would be a really good...
Who was he with?
He
wasn't with Vilma, no.
No, I don't think he was with Vilma.
I heard Vilma too much this season. That's why I'm thinking of Vilma.
Who was he with, Danny?
I want to say Charles Davis. Unless he went to CBS.
Or was it Moose? It might be Moose.
No, Moose got demoted to like the fourth team.
Really?
Yeah. He was like the pair. He was like the pair after Albert and
Jonathan Vilma.
Chris Myers. Joe Davis and Chris Myers.
He's the sideline.
Daryl Johnson and Pam Oliver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were right. I'm sorry.
I thought
Burkhart, Olsen, Andrews, Rinaldi, Davis. Myers would fill in for Davis.
For baseball.
Right.
And also Adam Amin, the guy who did
it. Oh, he does it with Charlotte.
Yeah, he's usually the guy with Charlotte, but because of the switch for a couple weeks, for whatever reason.
Right.
I guess they're mixing and matching because of baseball. It looks like weeks 5 through 9 is basically when they have the switch.
Yeah, because 5 through 9 is October.
But no one covers for Burkhart?
No, I guess not. Because he only does like
pregame. He does the pregame postgame. He doesn't do the main, he's not the main guy on baseball.
No, I know that.
But he's still going to be on site now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, but didn't they also change up baseball? Aren't they like not weekend? Don't they not do weekends anymore?
No, they still do weekends.
They don't do weekend playoff games anymore?
They do
plenty.
Well, it used to be a known that it was Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday for the World Series.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Kenny Albert is with
Vilma.
Vilma.
And Shannon Spike.
And then Mark Sanchez's team.
Yeah, we had him for a game this year, too.
Kevin Kugler?
He wasn't Sanchez wasn't terrible.
I don't think Sanchez.
Vilma, on the other hand,
stinks. I don't like Vilma at all.
Vilma called Kenny Albert and Vilma called the Saints game, and I had to shut that game off. Because maybe we were getting blown out anyway, but still, I was so happy getting blown out because I got to shut the game off.
Vilma's the worst.
Yeah.
Kenny Albert's fine, but Vilma's the worst.
Kenny Albert does literally every court.
Right.
In the days too, so. You can't go wrong with Kenny Albert.
It is amazing, Kenny Albert's work schedule and Ian Eagle's work schedule.
Yeah. Yo.
Because Kenny Albert does the Rangers. He does the Knicks on TV and on radio. Then he does TNT, right?
Right. He's the number one guy on TNT.
Then he does whatever
Then Fox Football game Fox is on football.
Then I'm sure he's done Fox Baseball every now and then.
I don't know who Ian Eagle's partner is on
the next. Oh, that's Charles Davis.
He went off on that dude like 2 weeks ago. Did you hear that? They were doing a game and he was like, I don't know. He didn't go off on him. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But he was like, apparently Ian Eagle explained something. And whoever his partner...
Oh, no, that's old. That's old. They brought it back and he clarified it as a joke.
It seemed pretty recently. Okay.
No, it was like 20 years ago. Yeah, I heard him on a podcast. And he's like, yeah, that was 100% manufactured. And I don't know why it's coming back today. I did that like 10, 15 years ago.
Kenny Albert's career started with the Baltimore Skip Jackets, just so you guys know.
Sounds like a great crew.
a minor league professional hockey team.
I know his brother. I know his brother does another NBA team.
He has a brother? There's another one?
Yeah. The broadcaster as well, but it must be crazy to be like, yeah, I'm the other Albert.
Right.
I'm the one nobody knows about.
It's like Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
So NFL on Fox since 94. Rangers since 95. Rangers radio since 95. Knicks fill-in TV guy since 09. All the Olympics, he does.
Right.
All the Olympics.
I got to read that book. You wrote a book a couple years ago.
It's actually a year ago, 2023. A mic for all seasons. It literally said when you search for him, work schedule, like, there was a December 30th, he worked the Seahawks game and the Kraken game all in one day. All on New Year's. That's right. Makes sense. He called the Winter Classic.
Oh. Does he
23
do,
hours he, apart. He called do, the Seahawks yeah. game on New Year's Eve. And then he called the Winter Classic the next day.
Right. He does do playoff hockey.
He's the number one guy on TNT.
Yeah.
Works
yeah.
too. I want to find out who the fuck is his, who the hell is his brother? Brian Albert.
Never heard of him.
Brian Albert.
He does play by play for the radio of the Utah Jazz. I don't know. That was just a wild guess.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that was just a wild guess.
I don't think he does anything.
Oh, I thought
he's did. Just his last name is just Albert.
No, I'm pretty sure he did, and he must not do it anymore.
Imagine having you have that voice, like you got the voice, but you're just like you're just an accountant or something.
This entire family was broadcasters because it literally says Kenny Albert, son of NBA sportscaster Marv Albert, nephew of sportscasters Al Albert and Steve Albert.
Oh, that might be what it was.
It was Marv's brothers, not Kenny's brother.
My bad. God.
Yeah, it doesn't look like his brother does anything.
Okay, it makes sense. So I mixed them up, and that's
all right. Anyway,
listen, I will say this for Kenny Albert, he does a great job for being the guy that takes over for Doc Emrick. It's not an easy role to fill.
Not an easy task.
Not at all.
That's gonna be like that guy who takes over from Mike Breen eventually on ESPN.
Right. By the way, congratulations to him and Walt for 25 years on MSG together.
That's yeah, that was cool.
I didn't even realize.
I kind of call BS on the Knicks for being cheap. I guess it was because of wording, and they gave them the cheap-ass jerseys. The screen print, but oh well.
Well, have you met the owner of that team? Have you seen the owner of that team?
Yeah.
It's not as... No, nothing could ever get as bad as the Oakland A's giving a $50 bottle of wine to recovering alcoholic Miguel Cabrera.
Right. We can never forget about that.
You can't forget that. So somebody brought that up at work the other day. I was like, it's just the best. It just
is. No one wants that. So that's Oakland. The funniest and saddest thing.
It's the worst. It really.
Because their franchise, like the history of the A's, is a good, like decent franchise, and it's just
they won three World Series in a row.
Right, that's what I'm saying. In the 70s, and they've always been a tough team. When they're good, they're like, it's a fun team to watch.
And Oakland's always been like a staple, at least for our generation. Like, I know there were.
Granted, they couldn't beat the Yankees ever, but
during our generation, yeah.
But they are an easy team to root for when they're good.
Yeah.
They never have anybody you don't want to root for on their team. It seems
right, because they're all underdogs that are getting underpaid, and you're like, oh, okay. It's amazing they got to this point.
Right. You would think, like, so it's similar to what the Coyotes are going through, right? With not having a building in Arizona.
And yeah, what like, is going on? With
where's
that?
The Suns? Why are the Suns not getting involved in this? Why is the guy? And the guy's like, I don't want to own that team. They don't make any money. Why would I want to own that team?
Right.
It's not super. I mean, it's similar, but it's not. Like, the Coyotes got kicked out of their building because they didn't pay.
Oakland's lease is up and they don't want to build a new
one. I know, but they're at least paying the rent.
And it's like MetLife Stadium. It's just like the Continental Airlines Arena just collecting dust.
Right.
Well, you got to realize also their arena was connected with.
It would be cool to go inside Continental Airlines Arena now after like.
So it's gutted. My buddy works inside of it. It's gutted. A movie studio owns it.
Oh.
They shoot.
Pretty cool.
They have a stage setups and stuff in there.
Oh.
My buddy Max that I grew up with does a lot of stage stuff inside there. They did a bunch of stuff with. I know the first Joker, they did a bunch of stuff with the Joaquin Phoenix one in there. I don't know if they did it with the second one also. I haven't spoken to them in a
bit.
But
yeah, it would be funny just going back and you see 2007, 2008, like ads and everything else like
right.
that.
Right. Like a frozen in time zombie movie kind of thing.
Right, right.
You're hiding from the zombies. You're hoping they never come in there because nobody comes in there.
Because it just looks dreary and it's just like, yep, we're in just the middle of Jersey.
Like the Astrodome. Is the Astrodome still there?
Didn't they just implode it recently? No.
Maybe recently.
And that's the thing. They could it. Oh, the parking lot for America is kind of there.
Right.
It is not demolished.
The Astrodome.
The Astrodome was declared non-compliant with fire code by the Houston Fire Department in 2008, and part of it were demolished in 2013 after several years of disuse. In 2014, it was listed as a National Register of Historic Places. So it cannot be demolished.
So it's a landmark. You can't knock it down.
Right. Isn't it right next to...
I don't know how close it is to Minute Maid or anything.
No, it's nowhere near Minute Maid Park. I know that for a fact that it's nowhere near. It's next to where the Texans play. I think the parking lot. It's like, it's basically.
Which is NRG, I think?
Yeah, the NRG.
It's basically similar to what Continental Airlines is.
Okay.
It's just the building next to a football building.
Got it.
So, that should be fun. Anyway, speaking of football, are we all excited for the Lamar Jackson MVP award?
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves it.
He definitely does.
When is that, Thursday night?
Probably. I mean, he definitely deserves it. There's no one really out there that would be like, oh, they should give it to this guy.
McCaffrey, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But in the regular season, he did deserve it.
Kyle Juszczyk has said that his wife is not making anything for Taylor Swift this week.
Makes sense.
We're not
enemies.
Oh.
What a dumb question to ask.
I honestly forgot Kyle Juszczyk plays for the 49ers.
Well, listening to Dev's been sending me her clips for me to post on her social, and this one idiot, like five of the clips that's next to Deb, he's asked everybody, and I heard Nikki's clip today. This guy asks every player, would they tattoo their quarterback on their body part?
Well, it's Media Day, of course.
No, I know, but it's not Media Day. It's just really funny, and it's like you're just looking at the player's face on all five times, and it's just like, okay. And I give him credit.
Somebody asked Travis Kelce today.
Yeah.
Who's more likely to get a ring first, the Niners or Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I know. It's a joke of a time, but it's really funny. Like I've like heard this guy ask the question like five times, and then I in the group chat, I'm like, can someone please punch this guy? And they're both like, yeah, this guy has asked that question every single time, every single player we've been to. So I thought that was pretty funny.
The best the other day was the guy asked Mahomes for his Kermit impression, and he's like, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been going through a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Did you see
that? Not really.
I posted the clip from Bad Boys. I think it was the second one. Chief going to Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
That one's so good.
You guys wake up every day and just be like, how could I make my day miserable? And the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes name right. over it. And the other guys have Jackson and Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Patrick Mahomes Sr. Yeah.
I said the other night we were with, I was at a charity event and Dan Fisher was there with us. And I said, oh no. Former Met great Patrick Mahomes Sr. got arrested. He goes, he played one season. I was like, name three other teams he played for.
Imagine, like, okay, fair enough. And it was his third DUI. It's like,
yeah.
Come on, man. You're rich. You played in the MLB. You're
I'm going to call him Patrick Mahomes. This kid, on the other hand.
You're so he's Patrick rich. Mahomes. Like, what do you
I wouldn't
doing?
Say he's the rich one.
If he still played in the MLB, like he's set.
Here's the thing. If you're Patrick Mahomes Sr. and your son isn't taking care of you, you didn't do a good job. No offense to him.
Reports suggest that Patrick Mahomes Sr.'s net worth is approximately $10 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And his son has like Texas, and he lives in Texas, so there's no state income tax.
$500 million contract.
And he gets extended every year because
I wonder
they
when
to cap it.
I wonder when the slap of the wrist of Jackson is going to happen.
You know what? It must have happened.
He already has it.
It already happened because you haven't seen him a lot this season.
That's what it is. It happened last year because he didn't.
The dancing on the 21, I think, was
right.
the end
the
of it.
The dancing stopped.
Sean Taylor. Yeah.
No. He had the sexual assault last year.
Well, that was the end. That was really.
I'm saying, I think that was before the everything. All I know is you haven't heard a peep from him this year. And if you watched the quarterback show, he wasn't in it.
It was like the couple of times that they couldn't prevent him.
Right, where he was just in the room. Like, they didn't ask him any questions. They didn't, it was nothing.
Yeah, well, it's probably.
So I think he's already gotten his talking to.
But they made the wife look good, like more humanized. So I think
they dropped the three felony charges on him. So
I don't think she's as bad as everybody says she is.
No.
She was obnoxious. That's really what it came down to.
Yeah,
she
that's
was
really
just
what
obnoxious.
It boils down to. She's the sidekick to Jackson, and it's like, ugh.
But honestly, her and Swift, I think Swift has kind of helped her.
Swift like mellowed her out a little bit and like made her humanized.
It was funny because like when Swift first started coming around, you kind of like saw her like being like, wait a minute, who's this bitch?
Yeah.
And then they kind of like started becoming friendly and stuff. So now it's kind of like, all right. They're good. Brittany's less annoying. Her voice is still obnoxious, but at least we don't have to hear it anymore.
Right. But it's also, I know she's not around as much, but especially this week, she'll be like Jason Kelce's wife and Taylor Swift. You're the worst of the three, so just deal with it. No offense. Just be, you know, just be humble and enjoy the ride.
We need topless Jason Kelce everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's what we need. We need him retired and tailgating at every
Eagles game. Right?
Oh, yeah. He definitely is. The way he was crying at the end of the Eagles game.
Oh, but so, Travis, too. If they win, Travis is retiring, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know if Travis can retire.
He's talking about it.
If he does, he does.
You know what it is with them, too? They're like, their podcast has become really successful to the point where playing isn't really that much of a... They're noticing they could do it off the field.
Okay, they definitely can both do it off the field, but it's a catch-22 that one, like, your part of the popularity is that people want to hear you talk about the game. The guys
right.
do.
Right.
And now part of the popularity is that this relationship is not going to be new forever.
Right, that's true.
They can't bank on talking about Taylor Swift for being in a box when you're not playing in a game.
I could see Travis becoming a CBS grunk, where he's
100%
on the table pregame.
And half of the CBS team is on their contract is up, so they're gonna have to refill that.
Broadcast. They both can get jobs in media if they wanted them.
I don't see Jason wanting to be a media guy as much. He'd be more of like that fun media guy who does like. He would work more like with Eli and Peyton production right. and try and find something through them to do.
Right.
Like fun for ESPN Plus where he's not really doing much. Travis, on the other hand, I can see him on a weekly show talking about football. And
if I had to slot them, I would put Travis on CBS and Kelsey with ESPN doing stuff with McAfee. If I had to make
the thing with Travis, I don't see it. He's not stuffy enough for CBS.
Okay, you're not.
He's too fun.
Yeah,
CBS is more of that like
Shannon Sharp.
Suit. That's true. They did have Shannon and Dion.
Yeah, but then they got rid of them. Look what happened.
He is more of an NFL Network guy. Now that you're saying it, he is more of a morning show.
Nickelodeon.
No.
See, he's
more of an NFL Network. Like,
thing now, I'm shocked that Fox hasn't hired Belichick yet because that turned into a Patriots. Channel real
fast. I know. Well, Saban's doing
Game Day. That's gonna be fun.
Game Day, right? Like consistently, Game Day.
I didn't read the. I just saw
from what I saw was SEC.
Okay.
All right, so that means half the season.
Basically.
Pretty much. But he's not gonna be sitting there the whole time.
Joins Game Day as analyst.
Well, right, okay. So he'll probably. So know what he's gonna be? He's probably gonna be the guy that does like. The good coaches interviews like whenever Georgia plays and then whenever Alabama plays or like a Brian Kelly interview type of thing.
I could see that. And then looking at that, how much longer is Lee Corso really going to be able to sit here?
Lee is at that Ralph Kiner part of his career.
Oh, right. My God. He gives you 3 hours every Saturday and that's about it.
Listen, and then if he doesn't show up, it's like, okay.
He's better than Ralph Kiner.
Yeah, but we're approaching that territory.
No offense to Ralph.
And Pat, obviously we all love Pat McAfee for the last decade, so it's like as long as he's still there, it's A-plus stuff.
Yeah, I mean.
No, they never understood. Why did Herb Street have his dog follow him everywhere? He was just getting lonely, and he could do whatever he wants, basically.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah. No, I didn't know if it was because he was sick or some sort, and I just never heard
my
of it.
My theory on it was due to the fact that now he has the Amazon game also. Right. So it's longer. It's not like he's leaving on a Friday night and coming back Sunday or Saturday night.
Yeah, his schedule is nuts.
He's now gone basically from Wednesday through Sunday. He's not home. So that would be my guess. Part of an agreement type of thing.
And then some Saturdays.
Ben, if you say something, you're on mute.
Some Saturdays, it's crazy. He goes to Game Day, and sometimes Game Day is a Fox game.
I take a drink, sorry.
So he private jets to the game of the night.
Somewhere. Right, because he does the Game Day, and then he flies out to whatever game he's going to.
So some weekends are even crazier.
Right, it's insane that he'll do like... They'll do like a Game Day in Oregon for the Oregon-Washington game. But he'll be calling the Florida state Georgia game on the other side of the country.
Yeah, he does do a lot of shit. I don't, you know. I feel like if,
I mean, in fairness, nobody really watches the Amazon games.
Yeah, the Amazon games don't really count.
What are your guys' thoughts on the Friday night week one?
Friday night week one in like Brazil or whatever it is.
You know what? I said to my coworker, I was like, I want that game. Let us beat that game. We can't beat them in Philly. Let's try and do it in Brazil.
Yeah, somebody said the Eagles are so bad they don't even want them playing in the country anymore. I like that one.
That is kind of crazy that they are. Like, it's just like,
all right, I get it. They want to expand the game.
But it's just like, enough. When's enough enough?
It's got to be a division matchup, right?
Or does not necessarily. It's got to be what's going to be best for TV.
So fucking, I don't know.
Cowboys.
I mean, yeah.
No. But if I'm Philly, I would be pissed that they would make it in a Cowboy game, and that means
I'd be pissed no matter who they pick.
But I'd rather them not play a division game.
Yeah, like, you can't
have a division game.
So their home schedule next year is the division, of course. The Falcons. The
Good.
Panthers.
Send the Falcons.
Panthers. You can send the Panthers. No one's going to watch them. Cleveland is an interesting one. Pittsburgh, nobody wants to watch them.
No, that would be a good game. No, they're not getting rid of that rivalry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can't leave that in-state rivalry. Are we hosting Pittsburgh next year?
We're
going to Pittsburgh.
We got the Ravens and...
The Bengals.
Bengals.
That's right. I forgot Donnie mentioned that to me. Amanda's course. Packers are at home next year. Here you go. Jaguars. Send them to Brazil. Week one.
But do you send the Jags to Brazil when they're going to be in London for five
years? No, you can't send them in two countries.
Do they ever play in Jacksonville? Does it matter where they
play? Although, how much longer is a flight to Brazil than, like, Texas?
I mean, that's... You're right. I'm just saying. Hour, maybe? I would be like, what the hell, man?
Why Brazil? That's a weird fucking spot.
Know how hot that's gonna be? Like they couldn't have waited to December for that game. Unless the place is a dome, which I highly doubt.
Who knows?
It might be.
I was about to say it could have something to do with the World Cup, but then I realized that's not till later in the year, right?
Maybe it's promotion kind of thing for the World Cup. I don't know.
Let's see. According to American Airlines, it's loading. The flight from. Jeez. From Philly to Brazil. If you leave at 3:45 Philly, you get there at 5:15 in Brazil.
That tells me nothing about how long it
takes. A.M.
Oh.
3:45 p.m. to 5:15 a.m. It's like a 12-hour flight.
What the fuck? Where is Brazil? Am I that dumb?
Yeah, it's South America.
I know it's in South America. That's why I said Texas. I just went south.
But you got to realize there's a time difference also.
No. Well, you're going back. I'm looking at it. You're not going. You're going. It's backwards. It's not forwards in time.
Right.
So it depends on the time of the year.
Okay. Now.
Your flight time from United States to Brazil is approximately 9 hours and 3 minutes, depending on where you go.
That makes more sense.
But their time zone is weird down there, because it's like so close to the equator.
Well, yeah, it's basically at the equator.
I was told there would be no geography.
Right now, it's 2 hours ahead of us.
Right, that's what it is. Because it's...
But like it's got multiple time zones, so it all depends on... I'm going based on Sao Paulo. Right now, it's 10:40 at night. 2 hours ahead.
Right.
But, like, when hour clocks change... something about their clock goes back an hour behind us, I think it is.
That makes no sense at all. Brazil sounds like a place that I don't understand. And they don't like football there.
They do like football. It's just not American football.
Okay. I'm looking at a map here. It just says, I'd rather play a game in fucking Egypt than in Brazil.
Listen,
this doesn't make any sense. Whenever I have to Google map of the world, football, I know it's trouble.
Back to this week's game.
Maps are dumb.
Maps are dumb.
Who we got?
This week's game.
What's the spread? What do you think of the spread?
2.5
2.5 Right? Yeah.
Two and a half.
Niners.
Right. Niners. What do you think about that?
Well, they are the better team.
On paper, they're the better team. Okay. I was talking about it's a much different team than 4 years ago.
I mean, yeah, 4 years ago, sure.
I mean, if you look at, like my buddy Ork says, like, look at the Niner offense. Take away Garoppolo and the Purdy argument, you know. Emmanuel Sanders was the number one receiver and basically the only receiver on that Niners team.
What?
That 2020 yeah. Niners team
was
Debo's rookie year.
2020. Debo's rookie year.
Technically, it was a 2019 season.
Yes, it was the 2019 season.
That they year were running Bosa's like rookie Elijah year, Mitchell. Debo's rookie year.
Kittle was there. And
Kittle was there for a couple years already.
Yeah, he was established.
Jimmy G was the quarterback. CJ Beathard was the backup. Like,
right.
The running backs were Breida and Tavon Coleman and Morissette.
Raheem Mostert, yeah, he had the big game in the championship game.
Richie James was on that team. Dante Pettis. Their wide receivers, Kareem Bork, Richie James, Jordan Matthews, Dante Pettis, Debo, and Emmanuel Sanders.
I mean, yeah, it's not even close. And they were about to win that game.
Right. Now, their defense has a bunch of guys that are still there, but still, I would take this year's defense over that team any day.
I just saw this on Twitter. This is cool.
Dementry what? Moore was on their last team, Danny.
Yeah, it was like, who won the Super Bowl the year you're born, the year you turned 14, and then the year you graduated high school?
Now, are you talking about, like, the season?
See,
or
that's
like...
what I just tweeted out. If it's the season, it's the Washington. If it's the year, it's the Giants for me. Then it was Patriots for me.
Because 87 season was Washington.
Right.
But the Super Bowl that was played
was, yeah.
No, it's a couple season. Months after. You guys after. Get Washington. Sorry.
That means I got Washington. Steve's got the next. The Washington won back to back?
No, Niners. I get the Niners. Niners. 98 was the Niners.
I think I get the. No. I might get Washington too. Who's the
what year?
Other team that beat the Bills?
Besides the Washington Cowboys or league? Dallas?
The Giants, Washington, Dallas, and Dallas.
I get Washington. 91 is Washington because 90 is the Giants, and then 92 and 3 are the Cowboys.
Yep. And Steve.
So 91 Washington.
So Steve for 14 got the Buccaneers.
Correct.
When I turned 14.
You know what was the third one, Danny?
The year you graduated high school, so you got you have the Steelers.
I got the Patriots, and then I graduated in 09, and it was the Saints. Washington, Patriots, Saints.
Jesus Christ, it's been 20 years since I graduated high school.
Here we go with time again. Here we go. What is time again? Here we go.
Well, no, if we're going NFL season, Danny, right? 2006, the Super Bowl was played in 2007. Was the Colts.
06 season was the Colts.
Shit. Okay, so that means I got the Steelers then.
Yeah. Ha.
05 season was the Steelers, yeah.
Because, oh, that's right. 04 was the year we graduated. I graduated high school, and that was the Eagles losing to the Pats. So, no, whatever. You didn't
graduate 2 years before me?
No, that's what I'm saying. 04, but in my head, I remember that being senior year of high school is what I'm saying.
Right. You started senior year of high school 04, 05.
Right.
My senior year was 05, 06.
Oh, I got it wrong. Oh, well. But the Patriots are a dynasty, and no one's going to be looking it up anyway.
I got the Colts, and I got Prince.
Yeah, that was a good one. One of the best halftime
shows. Was it Prince? Yeah, no, because Bruce was the year after the Giants.
Yeah.
I don't remember any halftime shows. I couldn't care less.
I remember the Prince one because it's been on – I've seen clips of it on
TikTok. Yeah, that was a good one. Like the greatest of all time.
I know it was one. I don't know what year it happened.
Purple Rain, yeah, it was raining.
Right, that I remember.
It was Prince,
for years.
Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, and I like the Lady Gaga one was crazy.
Petty, I don't remember Petty, which
Super Bowl that was.
Tom Petty did the Giants. The first
yeah, the Super Bowl 42, and then Madonna did 46.
But the Gaga one was the Falcon one. Falcon Patriot 28-3.
Right, Gaga ruined the Falcons.
And then I remember
the jumping and off the stadium. I remember
Beyonce with the Ravens one.
Right, that was the blackout. The
power.
Yeah, the power went out.
And I remember the Giants Ravens because that was with Britney Spears.
That was the Nelly.
Insane.
Spears, yeah.
And that was the only.
Yeah. And I think 2002.
Oh, 2001 was U2. That was a good one for 9/11.
2002 was the
Janet Jackson and Timberlake.
In Houston, yeah, the Carolina New England Super Bowl.
Right. I missed. I literally turned away and missed it.
I remember hearing that.
Like, holy crap. We just saw Janet Jackson's boob. I'm like, what? No, what? Damn it. Missed it.
It's really actually very, like, if that happened today, one, I would be crazy. Two, Timberlake, you would have never heard from him again. And he went on to have a great career after that.
He's got a new album now. They're coming out. Great. Anyone could talk about Taylor Swift's album, but.
Great dude. Love
JT's
him.
Album.
And his free concert at one of the city's theaters. I forgot which one.
Crazy.
That's gonna be bananas of all the girls 35 years old.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Already happened.
Yeah,
that was one of the
most. It was like the
most...
day of his birthdays.
When I took Nicole to Backstreet Boys in 2019, that was literally one of the most saddest events of all time.
Really?
Because it was just like we're old now. Like the girls are like bringing their kids and like. There's like, you're either not married or you have kids. You're just like, this is.
Well, was it
and that? She was pregnant with Johnny, so it was like really fun.
Was it that or was it New Kids on the Block? Melissa and Teresa were at. And Melissa told Teresa, like, I can't drink alcohol tonight. I'm having a kid.
Yeah,
it was one of them at the Coliseum.
You're getting old. Getting old.
Stop. Yeah, well, and that they're a generation of before Backstreet Boys.
Right.
Yeah.
They're doing
shout out
AARP.
To my sister. Happy birthday to her.
They're doing AARP.
Oh, happy birthday.
I texted her and I said, you're old today. You're 39.
Jeez.
I completely was like trying to figure it out. And then I was like, oh, crap.
Was
Melissa and Rosen are 39 this year.
Your sister's always been nothing but nice to me. That jeez was not warranted. But 39 is going to hurt.
At least she's not going to watch, so it's fine.
Right. She's not going to listen.
Yeah, she's like
Brayden will tell her tomorrow what we said, okay?
Yeah.
So Brayden's up with the iPad right now.
That's a little long break.
No, I think it's weird. San Fran should win, but Patrick Mahomes as an underdog is just like you can't.
It feels off.
It's weird because you could say that we've watched the Chiefs been doing this for a couple years now. But ideally, this is the first time it's kind of different because they went on the road for 2 weeks and did this.
Right.
Right.
They've never been, he's never been on the road.
At the end of the season, I remember texting Snacks and you guys when the Kansas City won their last game. We're like, oh, this is after they lost on Christmas. We're like, all right, They're still going to be that team that doesn't deserve to make a playoff Super Bowl run and make.
And they're going to make the Super Bowl.
Sure enough, they did.
And it looks like our boy Kadarius won't be dressed again because they took some receiver off.
He won't be dressed, or he will.
He won't be. It looks like because I think Hardman was.
I still can't.
Taking off the injury.
If the Andre Baker was not a complete bust for us, Kadarius Toney would have been the worst draft pick that Dave Gettleman, first round draft pick Gettleman set.
Yeah, it's not.
At least Toney played into his second season.
Dave Gettleman.
Did he play? Because technically he didn't play a full season for the Giants.
Well, he actually suited up for a game in the second season. I'm like DeAndre Baker.
Oh my god!
It was kind of weird watching Corey Ballantyne being basically the number one receiver cornerback in Green Bay.
Yeah,
Corey Ballantyne was not bad. I'll tell you that right now.
As a Giant, he wasn't.
I mean, he was the 7th-round pick, and they were expecting him to actually play.
Well, that's because Gettleman was known for never signing cornerback.
Oh, look at this. I got a sleeper alert. Matt Rhule on Brock Purdy. When I was in the draft room in Carolina, I brought his name up, and I said, hey, guys, he should be drafted, be on the draft board, and I got vetoed on that one.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's just like Ben... That's like Ben McAdoo saying that he wanted to draft Patrick Mahomes for the Giants.
Great, sure.
Listen, this is proof. It just helps out Ben McAdoo, though, because, you know, Mac Jones's career is about to go off because McAdoo was hired today by the New England Patriots.
McAdoo running the ship.
Well, like Clem said,
senior offensive assistant.
Like Clem,
nope.
Like it doesn't matter
what his hair looks like.
Like Clem, yeah. Well, no, it's a big difference because when
depends
he
on the suit. Does it fit or does it not fit? Because we all knew his career was downhill.
Because his hair, his first year was a mess. I didn't care, and then the second you saw it slicked back, we're like, uh oh. Someone tore his press clippings in the offseason, and sure enough, he did.
I mean, you mean to tell me he didn't watch the press clippings from his first interview, his intro interview with the suit that was 10 times the size on him?
Yeah. Hair all slick back and then talking about Lions having sex. We should have knew we were doomed that season.
This is so...
What a preview of the Super Bowl. We're
just Ben McAdoo, 11-5, doesn't finish the next season.
Yeah, but since Coughlin, that's basically been the thing for the Giants.
No, he's the only one that didn't finish the season.
He's the only one, but it's basically been a good year, a bad year, a new guy.
Well,
Dable's the first guy who's getting into the third year since Coughlin.
Yep. And that story is bizarre, too.
I'm still trying to figure out who's running your offense.
It's going to be Kafka, technically.
Oh!
Technically.
Mike Kafka in charge at the helm.
I'm sorry. He's not a bad coach. He's diced your team up with Tommy DeVito. Woke you guys up for a playoff win.
Also, I'm sure he's a fine coach. It's still like...
Listen, he was one of the sought-out offense coordinators. We just told everyone to go F themselves. You can't have him.
I just hear Mike Kafka, and I think backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So Mike Kiffin. It's like Ken Dorsey. Like, I think joke.
See, that was where I was kind of surprised. I know he got fired in Buffalo. Well, but when they went into the offseason and they were, quote-unquote, figuring things out, knowing Ken Dorsey was available and knowing that he was the guy they wanted when they first hired Daboll and Shane, I was kind of surprised they didn't just pull the trigger and bring him in.
Well, because it went so poorly, I think.
I don't know if it's because it went so poorly, but still, like, maybe they could have been thinking, oh, when him and Daboll were together in Buffalo, everything was great. Let's see if we could rekindle that type of thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
The other thing is, defensively, I'm kind of shocked Vrabel's not taking a defensive coordinator spot.
I don't think, I think it's too...
I get it. It's kind of degrading to go that way.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who's going to be the top of the list for next season.
Right.
So, at this moment, he's the top of the list for next season. He's above Belichick and Pete Carroll, in my opinion, because of his age.
Sure. But yeah, I think he just waits, you know? Listen,
I would have been, and I know it's unprecedented, but I would have been okay with giving him the defensive coach and saying, here, we're going to write it in your contract. If somebody fires their coach in the middle of the season and they call you and they want you to come coach the team for the rest of the year or come become the head coach for next season, best of luck. We'll let you go. It's a tough thing to do, but still.
No, I think he'll take a year. Like, McCarthy did the same thing.
He's waiting for the Cowboy job. Wait a year and waiting for McCarthy to get fired next year.
He could. Maybe he does the exact same thing.
That's what Belichick's doing, apparently.
There's no chance Belichick will ever take the Cowboy job.
I want Belichick and Jerry Jones on the sideline at the same time at the end of the game. Disappointed in the postseason together.
No, he didn't do that for Parcells.
Everyone came to their senses and Bill didn't go to Atlanta. Everybody realized that wasn't going to work.
Well, they said when he showed up, he scared them off because he wanted control of the front office. Okay, and everyone was like, no.
He shouldn't. He's not a GM.
But he also saw, like, he has the pick of the litter.
But it's also the Falcons.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the Falcons.
Right.
Yeah, so but him, Jay Glazer reporting that he's interested in a project type of team, and the Falcons are that project type of team.
Why?
So.
Oh. Why, Bill?
I'm glad he didn't go to the Falcons.
I said the team to watch for next year with him is New Orleans.
Nah.
They're that team that can draft a quarterback late this year to go behind Carr or look to draft one next year. And if they don't make the playoffs, he's out. There's probably gonna be an opening there.
I don't see it.
But again, we're also thinking about openings. For all we know, these guys are waiting to see if Andy Reid gets another ring and retires.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know,
is Vrabel sitting back and thinking, okay, Andy Reid gets a ring?
I think Andy Reid rides it all out, and as long as Mahomes is, until he's able to want to retire with Mahomes.
Right.
Reid's been around a long time, and how many more?
Somebody
put out a meme that said Andy Reid looks like the guy from The Simpsons. Looks like Homer Simpson when he stands by a donut box and he goes, ooh. And I'm like, yeah, but Homer Simpson takes one while Andy Reid takes the box.
Right.
But still, I don't know. There's always talks about Reid retiring every year at this point, every time they're in the Super Bowl. So the question is, what is
this? Is the first time I've ever heard anybody mention Andy Reid.
I think, like you said, like Danny said, as long as he's got Mahomes, he's not going anywhere.
Maybe he goes into the front office. Yeah. Gets off the sideline, goes in the front office, hires Vrabel, and says, all right.
Their front office is doing a fine job. They just keep going in Super Bowls.
I don't know what happened to Zergachev on the Lightning, but he got carted off the ice.
That's not great.
Crying. He was crying. Sitting up, but crying.
Okay, so that's probably a knee injury. If I had to guess, it's usually a reaction.
I really don't like this Ranger third jerseys. Anywho, all right. So, are we repeating? Let's not repeat. I don't want to repeat. Why? Because the last time this Super Bowl matchup happened and the Chiefs won, then we had 3 months of a vacation time. The whole world shut down. Let's not do that again.
Yeah. Well, I also blame it on Jimmy G.
I mean, it's not his fault that Tyreek got wide open. You can't blame him for Tyreek
getting well. He did have the game-winning throw to Emmanuel Sanders, and he just
He did.
I thought you were blaming Jimmy.
But again, that goes back to imagine that throw, but Debo now. Well, they blew a
10-point lead. Yeah,
right.
See, that's the thing. I don't trust Kyle Shanahan in a big spot like that. We've seen it time and time again. Well, listen,
they came back twice in the playoffs so far. Yeah, they did.
This year finally will be it. See, it's so weird. It's just like
it hasn't been good from them. That as good as it.
And their defense has sucked the last couple of years.
Yeah,
months. It's just going to be interesting. The way the Chiefs have been playing is up for recipe of disaster for the Niners. But you know, the Niners have come back multiple times from a touchdown or 10 points, so they can do it. But it's just they have more game control with Mahomes, especially on how much better the defense has played in the playoffs. So that's what they did. That's what they did with the Ravens. They
controlled
the Ravens had the game in their hands and they completely blew it. So
again, I said this. The day after the championship games, the two teams that lost the games themselves. It's not like the Chiefs and the Niners really won those games. It felt more like it was the other way around. The other teams lost that game. Lines were up, what, 24?
Yeah, that was
27.
And if they kick a fucking field goal, this right. Would have been
the game's yeah. over.
See, like that's the thing with Dan Campbell, is he's done it all year, so you can't really be mad at him. But in that spot, you got to do it. You're already up big; just tack on the points.
Well, but the same thing happened in the Packer game. If he just makes that kick, it's a tie game at best.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sky Moore was the one that got off the injury list, I believe, this week.
He's playing over Kadarius Tony.
100%.
It's not even close.
He's been there the whole time.
Well, they were there together last year, and it was cool to see Rice to step up.
Yeah, Sky Moore activated off the IR today.
See, that's another thing. I trust Spags in a big game. And Andy Reid having 2 weeks to prepare against the
Brock
Niners
Purdy.
Defense. Yeah, Brock Purdy with Spags. And then we've seen the Chiefs do crazy trick plays in the Super Bowl multiple times that since Andy Reid has had 2 weeks to prepare. But the Niners do have CMC.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense has been one of their strengths.
They also have 2 weeks to get Debo healthy.
Right.
Trent Williams did not practice today, but that was just because he's like 75 years old, so they gave him a day off. Again, another difference, that offensive line in San Francisco is a lot different than it was a couple years ago. I mean, they had Joe Stanley, Hall of Famer, but still, Trent Williams is a different beast when it comes to that line.
Yeah, I honestly don't think the 2019 game matters too much in this sense.
No, it doesn't. We're just busting balls.
Right. It's just
because then again,
but that's what you do because it's so close. You're comparing it. Kansas
City isn't that high flying offense anymore either.
Right.
The Chiefs, there's no Tyreek. There's no
like now the Chiefs can't come back from 10 points down.
No.
Can they not though?
They can, but they're not.
You mean to tell me
that team?
If you're down 10,
they don't want to. Yeah, it's not their style.
They're a team that needs to be playing up.
Like, they're giving Pacheco the ball more, and it's more controlled case.
They're definitely going to be able – I think that this is going to be a team that's definitely going to be able to control Kelce a lot better.
Right. Kelce isn't that game changer anymore, and they don't have that guy to blow the top off like Tariq was. Like, Scantling a little bit, but that's like one play a game.
Right.
And then Rice has been good. He's woke up. Well, he's stepped up.
Who knows what Sky Moore is going to bring this week? He's just coming off the injured list.
Right.
you know, it's their running game that's really gonna.
Yeah, Pacheco. He reminds me of Ahmad Bradshaw, the way he runs.
Just tiny guy who just runs. Just
dog. As long as he doesn't have the. Oh, speaking of that, I forgot to put in our group. Brandon Jacobs' son committed to Clemson.
Yes, he did. But that was a verbal commitment, I believe, correct?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, how old is his son?
I think his son has got one more year of college, of high school.
Oh, okay.
He's a left tackle.
Wow.
Because they were...
But obviously, he's Brandon Jacobs' son, so he's been getting recruited since eighth
grade. Yeah, but Brandon Jacobs also committed to Auburn.
Well, he wasn't getting playing time at Auburn. Let's face it, he wasn't the smartest guy in school, so they're probably like, all right, Brandon.
Oh, ouch. Just call Brandon Jacobs stupid.
I mean, he also had, wasn't that the year of Ronnie Brown?
It was Ronnie Brown and Cadillac. He wasn't getting playing time. It's just like Alvin Kamara not playing in Alabama and then
right. Ohio State. And Joe Burrow not playing in Ohio State.
Right.
I'm trying to see.
And Justin Fields in Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah, he's a junior offensive tackle in Georgia right now. Is Jacob's son.
Oh, I'm thinking of Hurts.
You said Hurts went to Alabama.
Hurts was Alabama and then
Oklahoma. Another thing of college guys and coaches, what's Washington giving up to move up one spot to take Cleb Williams at one?
Rio said,
is the offensive coordinator there in Washington.
Rio said if Washington moves up to get Caleb, he's going to cry on air.
You're selling a house for one spot? I mean, is it worth?
I didn't realize he's from the area.
Cleb?
He's from DC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caleb is from DC. I didn't realize that. So that's just
It's all falling into the place where, like I said a couple weeks ago, new ownership.
Right.
Perfect scenario to make a splash.
Right.
Bring the kid in. He's getting his coach.
Right.
Yeah, but his coach stinks.
No, his coach is the one that helped him win in Arizona, in USC. It's. After they fired him, he sucked this year.
I don't think he's that great of a coach, I'll be honest. I know he's just the offensive coordinator, but I still
Well, he did help great. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I suppose. But he seemed, I don't know, the Cardinals were not.
They had a 4-foot quarterback. Give him a break.
Which he picked.
That's true. Fair enough. Fair.
I mean, I didn't
pick a taller quarterback.
I don't think Kyler's that.
No, Kyler's fine. I just don't like Cliff Kingsbury, to be honest.
No, I don't think he's anything special, but he offensively, he's going to be fine.
I think he's just current day Josh McDaniels, if I'm being frank.
Listen, the Bears are in an interesting spot there because you can move back a spot. Somebody said to me, you move back the spot, right? You take the house from Washington, whatever.
You get Harris. Because
you're probably going to flip ones, get probably a 2 or 3 also next year. You could probably get out of it. And probably next year's one also, right? But then
I would say something like that.
If you believe him, if your staff believes in Fields, you take the offensive tackle from Notre Dame. If he's the one you love.
Or the Penn State one. From Penn State, yeah.
Because now you're protecting. Now you're giving him a protection.
Or you get Harrison, and then you have Harrison and Moore together.
Yeah.
And
you take Harrison.
I think the line got better, right?
The line got better throughout the year, but
then theoretically
you're talking about a Eric Fisher type of.
Then again,
offensive tackle is what they're talking about.
But then again, you can get with your own pick that offensive lineman.
Right. They have 9.
Yeah, but the key is that.
But then again, you can get Odunze at 9. Unless
the Penn State guy.
No, you get Dunze the receiver from Washington.
I'm thinking what the Penn State lineman that nobody can pronounce his name.
Right.
Fusano.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's going to be an interesting one. We'll get into the draft later on in the year, of course. Combine's what, March?
Yeah, in a couple weeks, actually.
The Giant news, of course, as we all knew, they weren't going to franchise tag Saquon, letting him go into free agency.
That's the right move.
It's not even just the right move. Even if they want to, you know, even if they announce, you know, when the league opens, quote unquote, you know, that they signed him to a contract, that's fine with me. I'm fine with that. If I'm going to use my franchise tag on anybody, give it to Xavier McKinney and work out a contract with him.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. What's the, what would be the franchise tag on a safety? Is he considered a corner?
No, he's a safety.
Okay. No, I didn't know if it's a different, if like secondary has Snack one.
Said it was a lot of money on the show Monday night. So once he said that, it was like, no, he's not getting that money.
Last year's tag on a safety was 14.4.
Yeah, no, McKinney's not getting that money.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay him that kind of money. You're just going to get it so he doesn't get into free agency.
Right.
You give him that, and then you say, listen, we're going to give you seven a year.
Give me that much money. I want that much money, though. Why are you going to negotiate against yourself?
Yeah, it doesn't seem worth it.
Like, he needs to be back, but I don't see him getting franchised.
Is there anybody that can be franchised? It's worth it, though.
Not on the team right now, no.
You don't technically have to use it.
No, you don't.
No, right? You just sit there.
So what are we saying? I'm going to go. My boy Jake Moody. Hits a field goal. Down two. Wins the game.
Jesus, these safety contracts are crazy.
Yeah, I could see him being like Landon Collins and Jabril Peppers. Like
Harrison Smith makes 19.2. Derwin James makes 19.8. Quandre Diggs in Seattle makes 21.
None of those guys have done anything in the last 3 years.
Minka makes 23. The highest paid safety, 2024 cap dollars, $26.9
million. That's why it's
$14
million. Look at all those guys.
Jamal Adams rocking it at the top of the list, baby.
Seattle's always stupid.
When
he's getting cut.
When me and Snacks heard it was $14 million, I was like, Snacks, you had to read that wrong. Because someone asked that question, and I was like, $14 million? There's no way Xavier McKinney's getting that money.
That's just overall safety. I don't know.
There's going to be a team that overpays him for that money. But
so yeah. Jamal Adams has will have a 26 cap hit unless he does have an out that will turn it into, he has 2 years left, but he has an out that would turn it into a 3 year deal.
Only the Jets. That trade was such a good trade, and then you don't really hear. Well, I guess they got
the Jets won that
Wilson.
Trade.
Well, I know they won it, but like it was Wilson, right?
Sure,
it was a Wilson pick.
Let's recap. Finally, paying.
That's who
off.
They got with the draft pick. Pretty sure Wilson, not Zach Garrett.
Vera Tucker.
Okay, yeah, but he was hurt last year.
And Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won that trade.
I mean, they won the trade getting rid of Jamal Adams.
Right.
Right. They won it as soon as they were like, thank you. Thank you for not making us pay him.
What a disaster.
He'll probably be a cap cut this season.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's not getting paid that money, but that's just.
That's what it's on schedule.
Crazy.
If they cut him, it goes from 26 to 20.
All right.
Right, it goes from 26 to 20, 27 next year, goes down to 10, and actually the third year actually backs up to 20, apparently. Oh, no. Potential out. And the third year, just paying him for the third year. Okay. So, it makes sense to just let him go.
Well, let him go to free agency and then work on a deal, you know.
Just... Right, that's
the Dan Quinn would love a player like that to come play linebacker for him.
Here we go again.
No money. Listen, you know Dan Quinn's going to build the offense and they're going to let Kiff run the defense, so... Talk about a guy falling off the face of the earth. The Chiefs' old offensive coordinator?
The other way around.
What?
You said Dan Quinn's going to build the offense and Kiff's going to build it.
Right, yeah. But still, they just told the guy, the Chiefs' coordinator, to go fuck himself.
Which is unfortunate for that guy.
I mean, he went from Patrick Mahomes to Sam Howell.
What yeah, I mean, people really Sam Howell was not that bad.
What did people really expect that?
Sam Howell's going to be like, I don't want to say Minshew, but he's going to be like Mike Lennon. He's just going to like roll around the league a bunch of times. Yeah, forever. We'll be hearing Sam Howell's name forever.
Someone said that the Dolphins are going to pick up the guy, the offensive coordinator, because Tyreek wants him.
But
see, I was like, but they already have a good offense.
Right. Their coach is the offensive coordinator. So
why would you screw with their offense?
He's just there to fuck around.
The only way to get better is to make sure, you know, Waddle doesn't get hurt.
Or get a new quarterback.
Or get a guy who knows where he is every week. Alrighty. So I got San Francisco, field goal, wins the game at the end. McCaffrey MVP. I'm going to go with McCaffrey MVP.
Okay. Come on, Niners. I don't know. I feel weird. I'm like flip-flopping like 30 times. I think watching the clips that Deb and Nikki have gotten, and I watched them all, obviously, it just seems right now it's the Niners Super Bowl to win. So I think it's finally their chance to win this year.
I can't root for the Niners.
I hear you.
So, excuse me, go Chiefs.
Okay.
And it's Mahomes MVP. I mean, it's...
Right. And then I'm going to win.
It's going to be him.
And then I'm going to...
He wins, it's going to be it.
Obviously, I'm going to be the same, and I think it's going to be... Then with that, I think it's going to be CMC as well. Because whenever CMC gets it going, it's him. Unless some way, somehow, Debo just has a crazy...
I could see Debo or Ayuk in there.
With Ayuk, he's awesome and good, but like...
It depends on... Ayuk depends on if Debo's playing / are they taking Debo away.
It's going to be interesting to see. Ayuk's going to get number one wide receiver money, and he deserves it. But every time we've watched him, some games, it's like, where is Brandon Ayuk?
He's that guy you put the money on every year, every week, to have a big game, and those are the weeks he has the worst games.
He doesn't have the consistency yet. He doesn't have the consistency yet.
Yeah, he's a free agent at the end of the year. He's probably going to get tagged, if anything.
Makes sense.
Listen, the other thing they got to start thinking about in that team is $19 million to tag him if he does get tagged.
I mean...
Well, that was last year's number.
I mean, he gets that. Off the market.
He'll probably get that in Jacksonville.
Some team's gonna overpay him.
But see, they're an interesting team because now you're starting to think if you win this week, and let's just say Brock wins the MVP award, he's walking into OTAs and saying, "All right, I got 2 years left. What do you want to do to me? What do you want to do with my contract?"
All right, this
I got people working at the supermarket making more money than me. What am I doing here?
You're right.
So, I mean, he may be the guy who understands it and waits the one more year, but he may also start saying, like, hey, put it in your mind that After this year, you need to pay me.
And like I mentioned before, watching the Kyle Shanahan clips the last couple of days, he has all the confidence in the world. I know he looks awesome right now that Mr. Irrelevant is the starting quarterback for a Super Bowl team. But like, he has all the confidence in the world with him. So I could see them getting it done.
Again, he has no reason not to be. Look at what, again, two straight comeback wins. He's the quarterback of that team. Mm-hmm. He's the number one seed, you know? He's got no reason not to be confident. He had every reason to come into the season unconfident, coming off the arm injury.
All right.
But he's done his part, you know? My friend keeps trying to make the argument that he's the most valuable player in the league.
No, he's not.
But, you know, that's just the Niners fan.
Yeah, I mean...
I actually said this to him. I said, my least favorite thing about the NFL is how the MVP is basically an offensive player of the year award.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to look at the most valuable player on the 49ers, a lot of people are going to say McCaffrey, but a lot of people are going to say Fred Warner.
Right. It's fair.
Sure.
Because without him in the middle of that defense, who knows what they're doing? As good as their defense is.
And Greenlaw is great, too.
Greenlaw is good, but Fred Warner is the anchor of
I agree with you. I'm just saying the two of them together.
And it's crazy to think that Lawrence Taylor's the last defensive player to ever win an MVP in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, it's the only one that's ever going to do it. No one's...
Right, because the MVP
you gotta have is basically like an offensive player of the year award. To win an MVP right now.
The MVP award is an offensive player of the year award.
Well, honestly, what would it take for a defensive player to win the MVP? Like 10 interceptions, all returned for touchdowns or something?
What's his name in Dallas? Had what was it, 6, 7?
I think he had 6.
Yeah?
Like, you'd have to have a pick 6 every game. And 10 sacks. Like, you had to be something wildly crazy.
And or break Strahan's rookie.
Even that.
Strahan's sack record.
JJ had 20, not JJ, TJ had 20 sacks like 2 years ago.
All right.
Yeah. Wasn't even a finalist.
Yeah, that shit has to change.
Or just get rid of the MVP award. Just say, all right, here's your offense player of the year. Here's your defense player of the year.
Yeah, I don't know, basically.
So you're basically giving out two offensive player of the year awards. The guy with the best stats and the guy you think was the best. And again, I'm not saying Lamar wasn't the MVP of the league, because at the end of the day, the numbers may not be there, but if he's not on the field for Baltimore, they're 0-16. They're not winning a lot of those games without him.
But that's true of a lot of people.
You're right. You're 100% right. But they were a number one seed, so that's why he gets that above all those other guys.
Sure.
But he finally put it all – well, he did win MVP a couple years ago, but he did put it all together once again and played all the games this year. So, yeah. Other than the last game of the year. That was because of Russ. So. All right, boys. Enjoy your Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday is here. Enjoy it, everybody. Don't forget, share this episode with everybody. We are raising money for a Cycle for Cancer this year. Really excited. A good friend, MJ, has got a team together. I believe they do it in like March or April. One of the two is when they do it every year. We're just trying to do our cause. $3 for every share. So make sure, click the link in our bio. Click the link on our social media bio. Click the link on the YouTube video bio, the Spotify, Apple Podcast bio, everything. Make sure you've click that link and go donate if you want to on your own, and also share this episode so we can donate $3 for every view we get. With that being said, like we said, enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody.